Tight Lines with Sammy Lee.
You know, it's really pitiful when you drive down the road and see someone's overturned boat or camper along the highway because they didn't know proper towing safety rules. Hello, this is Sammy Lee. Today I'll be talking about a few of the tips that you should know about when it comes to towing items down the highway. That and more right after this.
A sweet sound of fishing. But some sounds are not so sweet. Hey, bugs aren't welcome on your fishing trip. Keep them away with America's favorite naturally derived insect repellent, Bug Band. It's DEET free, so it's safe to use anywhere in the great outdoors. On your next fishing trip, hear more of this and less of this. With Bug Band, buy it online or at a great store near you. BUGBAND.net.
Knowing a few common sense towing safety rules can often be the difference between a safe and productive fishing trip or a disaster. First, go out and get the right size trailer hitch. If you don't know what the right size is, then find out what the weight of your trailer is with everything loaded and the weight where the trailer and hitch connect, because these will be big factors in your decision. You see, trailers come in three different sizes. Up to 2,000 pounds, you can tow items with a Class 1 hitch. If you're talking about a 3,000 pound load, then you'll want a Class 2 hitch. And if it's a real big rig, you'll want a Class 3, which can pull up to 5,000 pounds without a weight distribution system. If you want something bigger than that, then you'll have to go with a weight distributing system that can handle up to 10,000 pounds. Now, secondly, after you have the right hitch for what you're hauling, take a good look at what you're hauling it with. It makes bad sense to hook up a 45-foot yacht behind a four-cylinder automobile. Normally, car and truck dealers will have hauling charts which tell you whether the model you're looking at has the power and the suspension for the job. And when you've got the right hauler, it's a good idea to have the dealer add a transmission cooler to the engine. This will take some of the heat off the old splash pump. Thirdly, it doesn't make any difference what you're hauling. If you load all of your loose gear in it the wrong way, it's going to sway, whether it's your boat back there or your camper. Load everything as low as you can and load it toward the front of the trailer axle. If you load behind the axle, then that trailer is going to wag like a happy dog's tail. I'll be back with more about my next program on towing tips after this message. When we get together again, I'll continue giving you towing tips that are certain to improve your safety and fun on the highways this year. I'm Sammy Lee, and until next time, tight lines.
Tight Lines, brought to you by Fishmate,
the ultimate fishing app for your smartphone.
By UFP,
America's leading maker of brake systems for boat trailers.
FireAid,
don't fight fires, extinguish them.
And by U.S. farm-raised catfish,
the healthiest fish from pond to plate.